Hello everybody, Adam at Flash Building here, and at Develop PHP I have a poll question for the members of the site. And the question reads, what kind of tutorials would you like to see more of here? And the options were raw 3D modeling, 3D Flash interaction, or HTML5. And it seems that 3D Flash interaction has won by a landslide. So in order to give the users what they want, that's what I'm gonna do. So in this first tutorial, I'm gonna show you how you can use a 3D Flash engine, something that works within Flash and is a 3D engine that will allow you to make your 3D models mouse interactive, to where you can have 3D models in your Flash scene that the user can manipulate with the mouse. And it's just going to be the very basics and getting your feet wet with it. And so what we're going to do is use Swift 3D for this, and we're just going to create a simple cube or box. And with that box, I'm going to change the material. I'm going to put a custom bitmap material on it. I'm going to use this circuit board again. Generate preview. Okay, that's good. Now, what I'm going to do is go to File, and I'm working in Swift 3D version 6. I'm going to go to File, Export Scene to PaperVision. PaperVision 3D, which PaperVision 3D is a 3D engine. So what we'll do is save this to the desktop. Its name is Digital Cube. That's good. So it's going to be in a folder. It's going to render everything I need out to a folder called Digital Cube. So let's grab that. So here's Digital Cube, and here is the PaperVision engine, which you can download from Google Code. Google Code is where you can download the PaperVision engine from, but for this example, if you're working with Swift 3D, Swift 3D renders it out already. See, there's the org folder and there's the no chump folder, and those folders are inside of the PaperVision engine if you just go and download the core. But for this example, if you're using Swift 3D, Swift 3D will actually render out the org and no chump folders that are part of the PaperVision 3D effects engine. Alright, so you'll see what Swift 3D has rendered out is an ER main ActionScript class file and an FLA called Digital Cube, and here's that material it rendered out for us, that circuit board, and then we have the DAE file. Now inside of the org folder, you'll see a whole lot of class files. See? So what we're going to do is open this FLA. I'm going to open with Flash CS3 because I like CS3 better still. There we go. And now you'll see what it gives you, two layers. One is the instructions layer, which you can see the instructions that Swift 3D gives you. And then you have your optional 3D navigation buttons, which are these guys down here. And that will allow the user to maneuver the 3D objects using those buttons. So let me just go ahead and press F12 to publish the file, and I'll show you how it works. Actually, let's go ahead and get rid of that top layer. Let's delete this layer because we don't really need it. It's just the instructions. And let's render out again by pressing F12. Now you can see the user can just drag their mouse over the object and manipulate it any way they would like. You see? Or they can use these buttons. And they can make it go back or forward, all in 3D space. That's pretty cool, huh? Now if you wanted to have it to where those buttons aren't there, you could also get rid of that. So let's go ahead and get rid of those objects too. Just highlight it, press Control X. Now you have nothing there. Let's go ahead and change our background to black. And let's press F12 again. And there you have it. So now those control buttons aren't there, and it's just an object that the user can maneuver with their mouse. Okay, so that's the basics of it. Now, within this folder, if you dig into these class files, you can see exactly how Flash, using this PaperVision 3D engine, will allow mouse interactions and all kind of interactions with your 3D elements, okay? So if you want to dig into it further, you can just open up all the class files and see how they communicate with Flash and communicate with the PaperVision 3D engine. And I think I'm going to make another video, and I'm going to showcase all of the different 3D engines that work with Flash, like PaperVision 3D is. There's a few others that you guys might be interested in. So what I'm going to do in the next video, and it's going to be a real short, sweet one, just showing you where you can get to and all about the other 3D engines that work with Flash. And at DevelopPHP, I'm going to have the link to where you guys, even if you don't have Flash, you can still download this source package and play around with the SWF file and dig into all of those class files and dig into the PaperVision 3D engine. Okie dokie. So you can get to this file. I'm going to link to it in the description of this video so you can easily get to the source files to download this package that will have all of this stuff in it that makes all this possible.